Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome. This is What's Your Ruth. I'm coming to you on 3/3/2013. Wow, how time flies. We're already in March. Here we are at Here, There, and Everywhere, my program where we talk about the lunatic fringe, the unthinkable weird, things we don't want to know, least of all want to talk about, but must. Want to thank you for giving me your time and attention this morning if you're listening live or you're listening in archive. If you wish to call me, to talk to me, to yell at me, or even to sweet talk me, please call my guest call-in line. The number is 347-945-5170. Going to talk a little bit today about calling out to the Lord in the final days here that we're in. As we lose our ability to choose leaders, as we lose our ability to protect ourselves, as we lose the ability to worship the one Creator God that we wish to choose to worship, sinkholes all over the states, UFOs in San Diego, and wars and rumors of wars. We're in the fig tree generation. It's because we're in the fig tree generation that we have to learn how to call out to God. And if you're one of the troublemakers, like I am, those who are at enmity with the world, because if you're not in enmity with the world and you're friendly with it, you're in enmity with the Lord Creator God. You know, in this fig tree generation, we need to face the fact that we're going to be facing forces of evil that were never before seen on the face of the earth. The scripture talks about that in Ephesians 6:10 and on. We know we have the angels coming here, and these angels don't have anything but contempt for humanity. They don't appreciate who we are. We are why we're here. Where are we in time? Are we going to see prophecies come to pass? What are the things that are before us? Well, God gave us a letter, and he said to read it. In Habakkuk 1:5, the Lord said, "Look, and you will be amazed. You will be astounded at what I'm about to do. For I am about to do something in your lifetime that you will have to see to believe. I'm going to raise a force, a violent nation that will march across the world and conquer it. It will be like none other." In Habakkuk 2, he says, "And then the Lord said to me, write my answer on a billboard, large and clear, so that everyone can read it at a glance and rush to tell the others that these things I plan, it won't happen right away, but slowly, steadily, surely. The time approaches when these visions and prophecies will all be fulfilled. So if it does seem slow, don't despair, for these things will surely come to pass. Just be patient. There will not be one overdue day, for we are in the generation of the fig tree, when the evil will outnumber the good, when there is no justice in the courts. Have we reached this point? Has not the Lord decreed that the godless nation's gains will turn to ashes in their hands? They will work so hard, but they will do it in vain. woe to you, those who break the commandments of the Lord and are in the chains of the Assyrian king. You know, they're beheading Coptic Christians, and don't you see? We're about to enter all of the darkness of Ephesians 6 and beyond. I'm going to go to Nahum 3:4, because Nineveh, who is us, the beautiful and faithless city, the mistress of the deadly charms, has enticed all the nations with her beauty and taught them to worship false gods, bewitching people everywhere. The mistress with deadly charms turning to false gods. When the evil king reigns, the righteous cry out. No, as God has said, the city will be vile and loved darkness more than light. They won't be sad. Lead us off, they will, as slaves. They're going to tax us and they're going to remove all our autonomy. They're going to stuff us full of pop culture and mass death. It says they're going to dash the babies to death on the stones of the streets. And indeed, we have killed a complete generation because we're staggering around like drunkards. Most of all, not even being aware of the lawlessness of our faith and where we are in time. Our fathers told us that there's going to be a judgment on America. He said that our troops will be weak and helpless as women, that the gates of our lands will be opened wide to the enemy, and they will be set on fire and burned. So get ready for the siege. Store up water. Strengthen the forts. Prepare many bricks. Prepare the walls. Pack in the mortar and strengthen the forts when men cry out to God. Crying out to God when the righteous cry out. When we climb up on the watchtower and wait for God to answer us. When we cry out, are you crying out, sounding the alarm? Are you mustering your defenses? Are you putting together full force? Are you keeping a sharp watch for the enemy? Because the attack is about to begin. We know the dark forces are coming. We know that in this generation that all prophecy will come to pass. We're going to see the returning of these Nakash, these fallen angels and the Nephilim, Satan and the end of the age. Revelation 9/11 says that Satan and his angels are going to be released again on earth. Do do you not see that the countryside is filled with lawlessness and wicked prophets are everywhere trying to earn money gained by murdering and bribery, just as in the days of Noah? Revelation 9:11 reveals to us why we need to realize that we are this fig tree generation, and that a lot of these myths and stories just are not myths and stories. They're just as the truth of the Word of God reveals in Genesis 6:1 that we know, and the sons of God and all that. So we know that there's going to be entities that are spoken of. We know that we must call out, "Oh Lord, how long must I call for help before you will listen? I shout out to you in vain because there's no answer. Help me. I cry out, but no one comes to save." Are you crying out in the final fig tree generation? They will sweep past us like wind, and then they're gone. But their guilt is deep, and their power is from other gods. Not our gods, but other gods. Have you not read about the other gods like Moloch, Nimrod? They go up on their roofs and bow to the sun, moon, and stars. They follow the Lord, but they worship Moloch too. But the Lord says, "I will destroy them also. And I will destroy those who formerly worshiped the Lord, but now no longer do. And those who never loved him and never wanted to, so stand in silence in the presence of the Lord, for the awesome day of his judgment will come. And he has prepared that day." The truth of the fig tree generation, we have a bunch of prophets that are not prophets, but truly they worship Baal. But the Lord says, "I will put an end to their idolatrous priests so that even the memory of them will disappear." Yes, even the memory in that final day when the tares are gathered together and they're removed, there will no longer stand a rebel against the Lord. "I will search with lanterns in Jerusalem's darkest corners to find and punish those who sit and contend in their sins, indifferent to God, thinking that he will leave them alone." No, those who will be last will be the humble ones, the poor, and those who trust in the Lord in this generation. Those who trust in the Lord that have learned to cry out to them. Those who are left, they will not be sinners full of lies and deceit. They will live quietly in peace and lie down in safety, and no one will make them afraid in this generation if we cry out, if we ask that we don't lose our freedom to worship the God Creator. He said it as we build up his temple within each one of us, that we must be spirit-filled in Christ and the Holy Spirit to stand. He promised to leave the Holy Spirit, but God's people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. They don't cry out. They haven't laid the foundation of the word line upon line, precept upon precept. Here a little, there a little. The testing of the spirits. You do know that the demons will be a presence, don't you? In the fig tree generation. That Satan's minions are going to increase. That all of this will come to pass. The adversary, he will stand in accusation. He will send messengers, the hosts of Satan. And they will be angry with us. They will stand in accusation, standing before the angel of the Lord and Satan. And at the right side of the angel, Satan stands accusing Yahushua of many things. Yes. He stands accusing. And then a man sitting on a red horse standing among the myrtle trees and other horses, red and bay and white. What are those horses for? What are those riders for? The four angels, Lord of hosts. The 70 years of your anger that rages. I am a jealous husband for my captive wife. Until we start to realize and read from the guidebook of the supernatural that it is in our generation that we will see DARPA super soldiers, Hollywood super people, people believing they are gods, the Geborim, the spirit of Nimrod returns, and the fig tree generation, and the spirits of those, as in the days of Noah. Truth is truth, and we are all workmen. And we're all aware and know that we must be aware of what Jesus has said. That when I told you about earthly things, you didn't listen. And you didn't understand. And now that I tell you about spiritual things, Satan has disarmed you and clouded your vision. He's taken you off the path and burdened you with worldly thoughts and pleasures and the spirit of the flesh instead of the spirit of our heavenly estate. Our second estate, or our first estate, actually, where our heritage was where we're going, where our joy is, where our wealth is. For those who cry out to the Lord, not those that are defiant and indelibly mark their heart against the Lord, Father. They don't want to be the temple of the Holy Spirit. The Lord of hosts declares, if you will follow the paths I set for you and do all that I tell you, then I will put you in charge of my temple to keep it holy. And I will let you walk in and out of my presence with all of these angels. We need to do all of the things that the Lord Father has called us to do. To tell the truth. To be fair. To live at peace with everyone if we can. To never plot harm against someone else. Never to swear in vain or speak a lie. That's not the truth. Because God hates that. God's angry at that. He hates sin every day. In the final days, in the fig tree generation, as it's spoken of by the prophet Ezekiel 22:7, fathers and mothers will be ignored. Immigrants and visitors will be forced to pay for your protection. Orphans and widows will be oppressed. And the things of God will be hated. And all the Sabbaths will be ignored. Verse 30 says, I looked in vain for anyone who would build again the wall of righteousness, who would guard the land, who would stand in the gap, and defend from my just attacks. But I could not find one. Are we calling out to the Lord when he has warned us? What's the answer when we're losing our ability to protect ourselves? When the spirits from far realms and distant places come to attack us, we don't realize the simple answers, not confusing, don't need a dictionary. Simplicity. Spoken of by the prophets. They seek not the blood of bullocks and rams, but just the honesty of a pure heart that loves me and cries out. Let's cry out. Be a prayerful nation, because the darkness is in the fig tree generation. We must build ourselves up for God. Be a prepared holy nation. Be a prepared wall and a hedge around the misled and weak, those thrown about by Satan and his minions who walk to and fro. The lawless one, the spirit of the lawless one, who fills this land today He's a mighty one. But if you haven't gone into the scripture and put line upon line, precept upon precept, become a true man and woman of God, to be as God would have appointed you to be, a holy nation, a bride, he is a jealous man for his bride. We were the chosen, predestinated before the foundations of the earth to be without spot or blemish, to be walking in the garden and looking for their horse rider coming for the fig tree generation. The one that cries out, the one that stays away from quarrels and seeks to live a clean and holy life. Because for one who is not holy will not see the Lord. In Hebrews 12:15, he says, look after each other so that not one of you will fail to find God's best blessing. Watch out that no bitterness takes root among you, because as it does spring up, it causes deep trouble and hurts many in their spiritual lives. And make sure that no one becomes involved in sexual sin or becomes careless about God, as Esau did. Because he traded his right as the oldest son for a single meal and more in the first world age. And we know that Jesus has brought us a wonderful new agreement. He has graciously forgiven us by sprinkling his blood on the cross, and he no longer cries out for vengeance. So as long as you seek to cry out to him, and you always obey him who's speaking to you, because if the people of Israel did not escape when they refused to listen to Moses, the earthly messenger, how terrible our danger would be if we refuse to listen to God, who speaks from heaven. Next time he said he will not only shake the earth, but the heavens also. And only that which is unshakable will be left. So serve God with a thankful heart, in reverence and fear and awe, because your God is a consuming fire. Call out to him and to others in true brotherly love. Don't forget to be kind to strangers, because some have entertained angels without even knowing it. God bless you. Thank you for listening. Have a wonderful day. Come before the Lord and pray for each one of you. God permitting, we'll get together the next time. Praise the Lord again. God bless.